Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Friday morning here on WBSM. The program will be great today, as always, as I usually do, except for certain select Fridays. I'll have Tom Hodgson, my good friend, the former sheriff of Bristol County, will be here at 11 o'clock. In the 10 o'clock hour, this should be interesting to a lot of you. I will have Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. You hear him on with Howie Carr a lot. He's going to talk about the ballot initiative for the Second Amendment that was killed. We're going to talk all about that, and that'll be in the 10 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour, kind of be open phones, but there's a very interesting article in the New Bedford Light. And keep in mind that the New Bedford Light is a pro-illegal alien, pro-illegal immigration type publication. They're not hiding it, and they're not deceptive about it at all. That's why I'm very comfortable recommending them, because they're so clear in their editorial opinion, their base underlying opinion, that I don't think you're going to get confused. And I think they do a good job bringing us local news that's really important. Colin Hogan, who himself is a former teacher and covers City Hall, does a good job with the politics of Greater New Bedford and understands education as well, has a story. I'm going to play a little clip with a robot here. The title of the story is, "As the Number of Immigrant Students Dips, O'Leary Urges Caution." O'Leary being the Irishman who lives in Rochester, who's the superintendent of schools for New Bedford. Andrew O'Leary. And we know his opinion on illegal immigration, right? He wanted to go to war with the Trump administration. In part, he empowered the school committee to do that foolish safe school resolution that means nothing, but just conflict with the federal government. Well, anyway, the Trump administration, their policies are having an impact here at the local level. With a closed border and deportations and enforcement kicking the criminal illegal aliens out, it's having an impact for the New Bedford public schools. So here is Colin Hogan's article, not the whole article. You want to read the whole article, go to newbedfordlight.org. Let the robot read it to you. But I'm going to let the robot read a little smidgen of it, and then we'll talk about it. Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing, that the number of illegal aliens in the public schools is being reduced? And the budget is going to have to be, or should be anyway, reduced. Here is the New Bedford Light.
As the number of immigrant students dips, O'Leary urges caution. By Colin Hogan. New Bedford public schools are experiencing a decline in immigrant student enrollment, according to internal data and newly filed reports with the state. Superintendent Andrew O'Leary, however, said that it's too early to know whether this indicates a significant enrollment trend or a blip in the data. "I don't discount that there's a climate of fear affecting local immigrant communities," O'Leary said, who has been outspoken about immigrants' rights in New Bedford. But he said that it's not apparent from our data that the recent enrollment decline is attributable to the ongoing immigration raids that have scooped up more than 60 people in New Bedford. "There are 68 fewer immigrant students in New Bedford, representing a 6% decline since last year, according to a report the district filed in October with the state. Meanwhile, there are 169 fewer immigrant students in internal reports just this school year, comparing September to December, showing a 13% decline since school began. But O'Leary said that normal seasonal trends, such as data just now capturing families who moved away in the summer, account for a large majority of this apparently steep decline. We are not seeing significant impact from the climate of fear and the anti-immigration rules in the data, O'Leary said. We can't attribute any losses right now to the climate of fear. Throughout this year, there has been concern about immigrant students' connection to their school communities during the ongoing...
So that we listened to an article by the New Bedford Light written by Colin Hogan. The problem with Andrew O'Leary, superintendent of schools in New Bedford, Rochester resident, born in Ireland, is he's such a member of the left. Here, the climate of fear, the climate of fear. He just keeps repeating it like it's a real thing. All it is the enforcement of federal law passed by elected officials, upheld by the courts, now being finally enforced by the elected executive branch. The climate of fear. He's such a man of the left. I worry he'll go on a hunger strike, quite frankly. That's what a lot of Irish people do when they don't get their way. They go on hunger strikes. So Andrew O'Leary is a talented guy. But he's really wrapped up as a man of the left promoting illegal aliens. I don't even know. I know he's from Ireland. I don't even really know what his status here is. You've seen other superintendents of school. Remember the guy out, was it Oklahoma? Who was an illegal alien and had a gun and was on the run. Remember that fiasco a couple of months ago? So I really don't know. I assume, maybe incorrectly, that he's an American citizen now. But I know he's an immigrant. I can tell by the sound of his voice. You can hear it as well. We played him speaking in front of City Hall in a renegade speech he gave on behalf of illegal aliens to fight the Trump administration. But anyway, this man of the left who runs your public schools, the climate of fear, all it is enforcing the laws passed by our House of Representatives and senators, upheld by the courts, now being enforced by the Trump administration. That's what he calls a climate of fear. The laws in the Republic, to him, are a climate of fear. What's the real climate of fear is he's going to lose out on money. He's going to have to maybe get rid of some of his hand-picked ESL specialists. They're going to get less money from the New Bedford taxpayers and the state taxpayers and the federal taxpayers. That's the climate of fear he's really worried about, in my opinion. Let's go back to the article. Again, Colin Hogan, New Bedford Light. You can read it yourself.
Threat of federal immigration raids. In New Bedford, more than 60 people have been caught up in these raids, including people on their way to work, people with no criminal history, and people with legal status. Many have been put into detention centers for weeks or months. Elsewhere in Massachusetts, high schoolers themselves have even been targeted in raids. In response, the New Bedford School Committee passed a resolution in August that promised to uphold the rights of immigrant students, including not permitting federal agents into buildings without a warrant. However, the resolution took months to pass after it became a hot topic political debate. Enrollment data is significant because it is the primary driver of the state aid that New Bedford receives for education. And that aid now makes up more than half of the total city budget. For years, the arrival of new immigrant students kept New Bedford's public schools from experiencing enrollment decline and therefore budget decline. If immigrant students and families are in fact leaving New Bedford, the city itself will be losing a significant economic benefit in the form of taxes and spending that has largely kept the state's economy afloat. Immigrant families enrich the district.
I mean, look, I really like Colin Hogan a lot. I do. I respect his work. But that is a lot of editorial. Taxes don't keep the economy afloat. Quite the opposite, right? When you pull money out of a local area to ship it to another area, it has major impacts. The idea that, and Colin Hogan doesn't know this because he hasn't been here as long as I have, whether that's good or bad, it is the way it is. The New Bedford Public Schools, in addition to educating kids, have always been a patronage dumping ground. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I've known members of the school committee. Members of my family, including my father, have been in the administration. It's a major patronage dumping ground for years. Decades, I'd say. Decades. Now, with net school spending, city taxpayers are paying a little bit more for their schools. But for years, you just heard that article. You've been educating illegal alien children. Suckers. You're suckers.
And the city at large, O'Leary said. Schools around Massachusetts are facing steep year-over-year enrollment declines, too. Reporting from the Boston Globe found that most of the largest districts in the state have experienced enrollment decline. Some districts are experiencing much larger year-over-year declines than New Bedford, including Brockton, Chelsea, and Boston. While some leaders in these districts have said they see a direct link between recent immigration raids and the declining enrollment of immigrants, O'Leary is not yet ready to make the connection. Students could have moved out of district, out of nation, students could have stopped arriving, or students could age out, O'Leary said. 3 years after arrival, he explained, students are no longer classified as immigrants in the state's classification system. Meanwhile, total enrollment has actually gone up by 14 students this year. Email Colin Hogan.
All right, so that's Colin Hogan's article on the at New Bedford Light, newbedfordlight.org, on the public schools and the immigration stuff. I think it's great if there are less illegal aliens riding on the taxpayers' back, Massachusetts state taxpayers and city of New Bedford taxpayers. I think that's a good thing. I recognize the superintendent doesn't think that. We know his position on illegal immigration. He himself is an immigrant. Nothing wrong with that. I believe, I don't know, I'm not privy to that information. I believe he did it correctly. I don't know. You have a police officer that clearly didn't do it correctly, but he's got a gun right now. You've got, and there are three with green cards on the New Bedford Police Department. They got firearms, they got handcuffs, they got police cruisers, they get access to all kinds of computer records. They're not citizens. So we know the attitude of New Bedford is they'll hire former illegal aliens. Give them guns, for God's sakes. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right. I see you on hold. I do want to speak with you, but I have to take a break, and then we'll be right back. Stick around. Good morning. It's Friday morning here on WBSM.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. Beautiful day out there. Want to thank the great folks at South Coast Towing for getting me in here this morning. Certainly Chris Medeiros, the owner of South Coast Towing. Man of the Year. Man of the Year for the Prince Henry side. He certainly deserves it. Of course, and all the way down, what a great crew he's put together over there from Sonny and Sandy and Chris Dextrader. What a great crew. It's South Coast Towing. You should have that phone number. Any one of your family that's out there on the road, you don't want to have a car break down or get in an accident, God forbid, now you're on the side of the road. You can trust South Coast Towing. Make sure your family has that phone number available, right? Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Chris McCarthy. What? How are you feeling today?
I'm doing great, Mike Jansen. What's happening?
How you doing? Good. I wanted to talk to you about the mayor's comment 2 weeks ago on Wednesday. Not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before. I didn't quite hear it. A person who listens to the show told me when I put the figures out to him, the fact that we're going to lose a lot of funding from the state and federal government and how that adversely affects the city budget and what would happen. He didn't have an answer, did he? Remember that conversation.
Michael, 2 weeks ago? I really don't. I really don't.
No. Okay, I was told by a city councilor who listens to your show that he said that he didn't have any answer to what I said. He said, I don't know what he's talking about. That was what the mayor said. I just thought you would remember that, but you don't. Okay, what I really wanted to say to you is 18 years ago, I warned everybody how adversely illegal immigration was going to affect this city.
Yes.
And the school department. And what has it done? It's adversely affected them. The school department, hasn't it?
I would say so, but the superintendent, he doesn't seem to think so.
We know what he's a, far-left, woke, liberal. We know that. You know, everybody knows that. But I guess everybody in this city feels the same way as he does.
No, that's not when you look at the voting. I don't think so. Not when you look at the voting returns. I mean, Ward 1, Ward 2, part of Ward 6, all went Trump big time.
Yeah, I know they did. But I don't know if you've ever seen the video I did when I ran against Scott Lang, and I warned everybody about illegal immigration in his last term. What was that, 18 years ago? This mayor's been in what? It'll be 16 years or 15?
I never saw the video. Where is it?
Okay.
Can I see the video, Mike? Or did the man from Atlantic Street take it with him?
Hey, want to know something?
Yes.
He took a lot of things with him, videos that I had. But anyways, yeah, it's on YouTube. You push in. At the time, I ran under E. Michael Jansen. But yeah, it's on YouTube. I've warned everybody about a lot of things, especially this out of control budget that we were just talking about. We're going to lose tremendous funding that supported the operating budget in the city. So I asked the mayor, what's going to happen to our city when we don't get all this money that we got in 2026, fiscal year 2026, to support the budget? I figure we're going to lose anywhere from we're going to lose $68 million right off the bat in the American Rescue Act, and probably not going to get anywhere near the money that we got, $68 million. Yeah, and we're not going to get the other money that the state and federal government has given us for 2026, for 2027 coming up. So what's going to happen? I figure there's three things that could happen. Either massive layoffs of city workers or tremendous increases in the taxes. And I'm more apt to... Or receivership. Now, I'm more apt to believe that it'll be tremendous increases to the property taxes here for business and homeowners.
It could be a combination of the both, Michael. There could be a little bit of, a lot of tax increases as well as employees being, let go.
Because I'm sure this guy doesn't want to have the city go into receivership under him.
No, I wouldn't.
But that's what it's, I mean, that's what it's looking like. I hate to see the city go into receivership. That means that the assessors have no power. The mayor has no power when the state takes over. The city council won't have any power. But, yeah, I think you're right. I'm more apt to see both of those happening. Massive layoffs of city workers and tremendous increases in the property taxes. Because I figure minimum losses to fund the operating budget of $551 million or $550 point something. Anyways, we'll have tremendous losses because we won't be getting the money that we got in 2026. I think about minimum $150 million loss. What's that going to transfer it into?
Thanks, Mike Jansen. Thank you for the call and contribution to the program. And again, a lot of that American Rescue money has been spent, and there was no anticipation it was coming back. So that was not a year after year type of thing. That was a one shot deal. And I, to my understanding, a lot of it was not, most of it was not put into day to day operations. It was a one-shot. You know, they spent it as a one-shot deal, right? That's my understanding. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can really feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They will even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, we got more people on hold. Go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How's it going?
Good. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, I haven't had a chance to listen, man. I'm catching up on the podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, I was very disappointed to hear that there was a sewage wastewater treatment meeting, and I'm only finding out about it now. So I want to, like, you know, that's sad in itself. But regarding the last caller, he brought up receivership.
Yes, sir.
And I believe it was the governor, that you voted for, Chris, your favorite governor, Maura Healey, that said sometimes you have to burn the forest down for it to grow back.
Correct.
You know, I really think that that's not a bad idea. We need to start fresh. I was driving around the city. I had I've spent a lot of time this week up in Brockton. Another dump. But hey, Chris, amazingly enough, you drive through that city and you would think you're in New Bedford. So that speaks for itself. But I digress.
Right.
I'm driving around the city. And I was thinking about this. I was like, you know, we started off as a rich city due to a whaling industry. Textiles took that over, manufacturing, so on and so forth. And then the fishing industry is what ultimately kept us afloat. What is the next industry that basically this city is going to rely on?
The Capitol Theater, housing of illegal immigrants. I think so.
You know, it's like, you know, it's crazy to think about. Like, is it going to be like restaurants? Is that like what we're pushing? Like, you know, food and entertainment and things like that? Because I don't really, I look around and it's like, you know, textiles took off, Willen's gone. Textiles took off down south and then overseas. You have the fishing industry that's basically just staying afloat due to like the wind industry and all that. What is the next industry that this city is going to rely on to produce and to kind of keep us afloat?
Well, I would like to hope that something like the energy industry, I know offshore wind is not going to be it. It's obviously not going to be it. It's not a very efficient industry whatsoever. But what about fusion, What about nuclear power, the small nuclear generators, things like that? That type of stuff. If you have low cost power, then you can have manufacturing and all kinds of other stuff. The energy, if New Bedford can be the leader in real efficient energy, that could be a real bright spot in the economy locally.
Yeah, what's the carrot for these companies to come in here when basically we don't have any space? You know, it's laughable. There was a previous podcast where we were talking about parking in the city, right?
Yes.
And how they want to change the variances. That way it's like one unit, one parking space.
Right.
It's like, who comes up with these ideas, really? Because, like, you know, I understand the idea behind it of, you know, we need to build, we need space and all that. But it's very simple. Just take a drive around the city at 9 o'clock at night, up and down side streets, and tell me if that's a real good idea. You know what I mean? And it's like, you think about it and it's like, who are the people that are making these decisions? You know who the people making these decisions are, Chris?
Who's that?
The people that drive into driveways and pull into their garages and never have an issue with parking. These are the people that are making these decisions. So it's kind of like, you know, it's backwards. It's very simple. Like, you know, just drive around, take a look. You know, it's concerning. And when they talk about the state coming in and taking over, you know, it's terrible to think about. But sometimes it's like, you know, maybe that's what we need. Like I said, like your great governor told us, Chris, your favorite governor, the one that you voted for.
This is why they have confession, right? I shouldn't have done it on the air. I should have done it in the confessional. That way it would have been secret. But unfortunately, I confessed, and forever it will be used against me.
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, Chris.
You too, my friend. Thank you. Yes, I voted for Maura Healey. I voted for Maura Healey. Will I do it again? I hope not. But we'll see who the Republicans put forward. So far, I'm very impressed at all three candidates. Hopefully, we'll see a debate coming up pretty soon. Hopefully, it'll be right here in the greater New Bedford area. Mac Auto Sales, great sponsor of mine. Great servicer of your automobile. Located in the city of New Bedford, right on Rivet Street. Mac Auto Sales, a family-owned business. They repair all makes and models of automobiles. So if you need to get your car ready for the coming winter weather, and I'm sure you do, call and make an appointment today with Mac Auto Sales, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You have a foreign car, great decision. Mac Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign-made automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. I see you folks on hold, but I do have to take a break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Feel Eric Clapton, a little Eric Clapton for you here on Friday morning. Remember, 11 o'clock, we'll have Tom Hodgson here in the studio as we usually do. By the way, I want to direct your attention to the Boston Herald. Check it out online or get the paper copy. Tim Dunn, our friend, great reporter, has a fantastic story on the governor. He got into the records, the employment records, the personnel file. Legally, Tim Dunn and the Boston Herald have a story that, you know, the alleged cocaine trafficker, he had pounds and pounds and pounds of pure cocaine in a state building representing the governor, who's representing all of us. And he had a gun charge early, right? He's like a violent guy involved in a shooting. Apparently, the governor knew all about it. You can read all about it in the Boston Herald this morning, article by Tim Dunn. He'll be on with Barry Richard later today. Tim Dunn, Boston Herald, check it out today on what the governor really knew before she hired the guy who embarrassed the state with all the cocaine. He'd been involved with a shooting. The governor knew all about it. He's been trying to hide that. Tim Dunn uncovered it. Great job, Tim Dunn. And he'll be here later with Barry Richard. All right. Kind of open phones. If it's on your mind this morning, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Happy Friday.
You too.
You know, you would not be able to go to a priest with that confession because you'd be 5 minutes in, you'd be like, Father? Hello? Father?
He may have done it too, though.
There's no absolution for that sin. I'm sorry.
I can just change my vote coming up in about a year.
There you go. That's all right. We forgive you.
Thank you.
Anyway, you know, that last caller is one of my favorite callers. He's a really 92. Smart guy, yeah. Business owner. But I got to take exception. If you let the place burn down, who is it that's going to rebuild it? I mean, if you go into receivership and the state takes over, I mean, everyone should think about what happened during COVID. So COVID was this unknown, and it was turned over to the WHO and the CDC to guide us. And they tried to change society in America based on the fact they had everyone's attention, and everyone didn't know what to do. So the great state of Biden, you think about all the things, like right down to like social media posts, they were trying to squash social media posts, and they were, you know, trying to go after podcasters and all stuff that has nothing to do with solving the COVID issue. But right. they tried to rewrite how we live. And so that's the greatest fear I have in America right now. And it not necessarily because of New Bedford and receivership, but, you know, if the country burns to the ground because of too many illegal aliens or too many, states that have a supermajority Democrat or Muslim communities that want to, enact Sharia law, which right. is going on in Dearborn, Michigan right
yes,
now.
Yes, it really is.
There may not be a comeback from that because there are a lot of people that want to see this country just be destroyed. I mean, I don't even know if people understand that, but there's a lot of people, especially some of your kids
yes.
that went through college and they learned from professors that really hate America, but they work here and they make money here. They want to destroy this country because they want to rebuild it in their own vision, which is a socialist communist vision, which
yes.
means you have less ability to communicate. You make money. I don't know what else to say, but that's the scariest part to me is the whole idea of let's burn it down and see what happens.
I agree with you. And thanks for the call, my friend, as always. Guys, I always recommend it's a big book and it's fiction. People read Atlas Shrugged. Atlas Shrugged, and you can see the movie, too. The first, there's three segments, okay? It's like 1, 2, and 3. They're chronological. Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. The first episode, the first installment, features Bob Schilling's daughter, right? Taylor Schilling. Star of Orange is the New Black. She stars in Atlas Shrugged, the first movie. Then she moved on to other projects. So she's not in the second and third installments. But my point is, it is a book and a movie about what happens when the creative people, the makers, the doers, the generators, leave a society. I got to tell you something. A lot of that is happening already. People are leaving for places like the Cayman Islands. I know people that live in the Cayman Islands now. It's a much freer society with tremendous guardrails around it, right? They do not allow unlimited immigration. They screen everybody who's coming in. But there are people. Justin Dart, as an example, styrofoam cups, red solo cups, red plastic cups, a lot of that stuff. Justin Dart. He lives down there now. That's a huge name in the Cayman Islands. But other people, they go down there, they develop things. Huge financial services, huge medical services. People have all left America and they've gone there. Just like people, I mean, a lot of people come to America, but now we have people coming here for the handouts, not for the, well, the opportunity to get a handout, not the opportunity to make your life better. But I guess if you live in a third world hellhole, a handout from the government is a better lifestyle. So, but we also are attracting a lot of really significant people. But what happens when America is no longer America? Where will people go? Ronald Reagan warned of that as well. But I would recommend, if you're not currently reading a book, pick up Atlas Shrugged. If you're not currently watching a movie series, watch Atlas Shrugged. It's available in most places. But the book I recommend the most, I mean, I really love the book. But if you're not a reader, if you don't have 6 months or 3 months to dedicate to reading the book, then just watch the movie. The message is the same. You can also pick up any of the other writings of Ayn Rand. All right, I see you on hold, but I got to take a break. Good morning, I'm Chris McCarthy. It's Friday morning. Stick around. Welcome back to the program. I understand, Eric Clapton, how you feel. You know, this holiday season, Shooting Supply has all the deals that you need. Save $90 on Smith & Wesson, the 9mm Shield EZ, now only $399. The new Sig Sauer P365 X Macro is in stock. Not in stock in other stores, but it's in stock at Shooting Supply. Come see the latest in America's most popular handgun line. On a budget, hey, who isn't, right? Check out the Taurus G3C with a lifetime warranty, just $219 after rebate. Need ammunition? Who doesn't need ammunition? 500 rounds of Winchester service grade 9mm, only $119. Remember, at Shooting Supply, gift cards are available for that in any denomination for that hard to buy for sportsmen. Find all the best holiday deals at Shooting Supply. 848 State Road in Westport, or go to shootingsupply.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, my friend?
Trying to stay warm. The city's on for pensions, past obligations. It's a total, a price tag of $40 million. $33 million past obligations, $7 million present obligations. Our school budget this year is $268 million. There's 13,000 students in our schools. 51% of those are either illegal aliens or children of illegal aliens. And we received this year from state aid $236 million from the state in state aid for the public schools. So the problem that Chapter 9 receivership, those pensions would go away because when you file Chapter 9, you wouldn't be on the hook for that. But, I mean, obviously, like Mike Jansen said, they're going to take over. This city is headed towards receivership as far as I'm concerned. The mayor can probably, he can put a bow on this whole thing, but we're just spending too much money and not enough revenue, and the taxes are high and businesses are leaving. So we got a conundrum here.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can see the math myself. I don't see any big taxpayers on the horizon, do you?
No. Let me just briefly tell you what it was last year. In 2024... the total for the city budget was $513 million. And New Bedford total tax revenue was $155 million. And then we got state aid was $273 million. So it's like Mike said, we don't have enough coming in. And we're relying on the federal and the state, to offset the expenses and the costs. And it's cutting back. Where's the money going to come from? And that's why the mayor, when he comes on with you, He doesn't want to answer that. He wants to be a disc jockey, you know?
It is fun playing songs here.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like Billy Joel, you know, what is it? It's time for him to get in his car and leave. Remember? I forget the title. Maybe you can play that.
Coming up. I get it. Of Polish and
you know,
Fenders.
The one he says is he's
moving out.
I'm moving out.
Yeah, moving out.
Yeah.
You want to hear that? I'm moving out?
Yeah.